Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Oh, you keep that playing for just a little bit there, Sean. Oh, how about that, huh? That new intro? Yeah, nothing says good hard-hitting talk like a little bit of Rhino Bucket. Listen to that. Whew, just ripping it up. It's 2018, what can I tell you, right? We got to have a new sound to bring you in, a little bit of good hard rock and roll and a great new intro from Peter Reef for 2018. Absolutely love it. April 27th. 26 will be our ninth year anniversary. April 27th begins 10 years on the radio with you. Whew, it's 2018 already, right? This is the first huge monster cast of the year. Well, I'm going to welcome some new stations. My new affiliate in New York, Long Island News Radio, 103.9, Long Island's only FM news station. A huge welcome to those of you living in that very gun-unfriendly, gun-hating territory. We finally got you on the airwaves. Love you guys. Been looking forward to bringing this show to you. Filling your prescription for freedom. They don't like your gun rights up there, but I got your back, I promise you, here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios, and I'm going to be filling your prescription for freedom every single week. Welcome to the real deal. This is Real Talk Radio. You're going to love it. Also, some new affiliates. Springfield's News Talk AM 1590, WDBL, Springfield, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. WRLA 1490 AM, West Point Valley, Georgia. Welcome to the show. WBVP, 1230 AM, Beaver Falls, PA, welcome to the program. WMBA, 1460 in Ambridge, PA, welcome to the show. KRUI AM, 1490, Ruidoso, New Mexico, love you guys. KERV, 1230 AM, adding the weekday show also in Kerrville, Texas. Filling your prescription for freedom here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And many more of you. If I missed you, I apologize. It's been hard to keep up with the growth. But welcome to the program to all of you and new affiliates across the country. Remember, new listeners, I don't talk to the other side. They're not welcome on this program. I talk about them. You don't get the back and forth garbage that you want to turn off after a couple minutes. This time belongs to you. Enjoy it. Run with it. All right. Here we go. This is I've been wanting to sit and talk with you for a while. And 2018, kicking it off for the 2018 year, for 2018 is the time to do this. And it's going to be tough for me to have this conversation with you. It really will, but do it. I have to. I have a responsibility to you, okay? So here we go. I'm going to get deeply personal with you. And like I said, it's not going to be easy by any stretch, but I have to do it. I have an obligation and responsibility to do so. And I hope that you feel that I've lived up to that responsibility for the last nearly 10 years on air together. On September 30th, my son turned 13. On November 2nd, my beautiful daughter turned 15, and I took her to get her driver's permit. 2 days later, on November 4th, my wife and I would celebrate our 17th anniversary, hard to believe. Approximately 2 weeks earlier, my wife and I would have to sit our children down and tell them that their mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And I can't even tell you what that's like. I hope you never have to experience it. But unfortunately, you probably have, or someone you know has, someone very close to you. It's that common. So you know, maybe know personally what I'm talking about. See, back on October 5th, she had a routine mammogram. And later that day, we were sitting by the outdoor fire pit enjoying the fall weather and a glass of nice bourbon. I was having a glass of nice bourbon. She was having a glass of wine out at AAR Ranch when her doctor's office called to say that the test results were incomplete and that they needed another look. 4 days later, after what was no doubt the worst weekend of our lives, my wife would be a cancer patient facing 18 weeks of chemo and everything that goes with it. A pending double mastectomy, reconstruction, and all the months of follow-up and treatments that follow, everything that goes with it. I wrote a column once. You may remember it. It was titled, In the Blink of an Eye. And I was reminding you how fast things can happen in that column. And that's how fast it happened here at AAR Ranch. Just like that. One day we're sitting talking about what time we're going to put the boat in the water. The next day, we're talking about chemotherapy. So why do I tell you this? What does this have to do with our gun rights? Nothing. But it does have to do with our mindset. And for years, I've hopefully educated you, both myself and my guests, some of the biggest names in the world in their fields. I've written two books about this, about accepting the fact that bad things can happen to you. In the context of this program, it's in the context, the possibility of a violent crime. In the bigger context of life, it's more general. And what I want you to take away from what my family, in particular my wife, is going through, is that your attitude and your awareness are key to survival in any circumstance. You see, as soon as we were alone, the two of us, my wife and I, that terrible day at the radiologist, the sick and horrifying reality of what was happening began to sink in when my wife, through her tears, said to me, this can't be happening. This is a nightmare. Please, God, tell me I'm going to wake up. This can't be happening. How many times have I told you that on this program? How many times have we talked about that? How many times have I told you the stories and covered some horrible events, only to quote the witness or the survivor as saying, this doesn't happen here. This doesn't happen in this gated community. This is a gated community. These are nice people. This is a nice town. This doesn't happen here. This doesn't happen to this small church that we belong to in Texas. You see, it's the same thing. In our case, I immediately, after hearing my wife say that, I reminded her that this was and it is happening. And as I reminded her immediately that while we had to wait for the results of the tests, the people who spotted these problems know what they're doing, and we have to be prepared to hear the worst. The same thing I've been educating gun owners such as yourself over the years, that you cannot refuse to accept the situation. That means denial, and denial will kill you, whether in a violent encounter on the street or ignoring or accepting what, or failing to accept, ignoring what may be a serious medical issue or a symptom. Evil exists in this world, and it exists in many forms. As you know, like you, I take great pride in being the protector of my family. It's why I carry a gun everywhere I go. And as you probably know, I faced a couple individuals who turned their attention towards me 15 years ago on a Tampa street. I had a firearm to protect myself that day, and I went home alive that day because I had my gun. My then 2-week-old daughter, now 15, as I mentioned, has her dad teaching her how to drive now. My son, who wasn't born, would be born 2 years later, and my beautiful wife still had her husband and still does. Today, the gun on my hip, while it defends me from evil in the form of human attackers, doesn't do anything to help my wife. I'm absolutely powerless to stop her attacker today. On Tuesday this week, in just a couple of days from today, I'll sit with her while she endures her 4th of 6 chemotherapy infusions, injections of toxins into her body that the body doesn't want in it, but that are doing the work of a firearm inside her body, stopping the threat to her life. I can tell you that as we head into that infusion room at Kenistone Wellstar Hospital on Tuesday, the tumor that was so obvious by touch at MRI as of 3 weeks ago can no longer be felt by the doctor's own hands, nor was it visible by ultrasound by the very surgeon who will be conducting her surgery in early March. I can also tell you that her prognosis is over 97%, and I can tell you that because she caught it early. I can also tell you that the power of prayer is working its magic, so please feel free to help us out. Like every other personal experience I've used in my own life to help you with your journey as a law-abiding gun owner, today I ask you to use this as an example for your own life also. I'll never stop telling you this. Evil exists, and it can happen to you. It can happen, the human threat against you. Remember what I tell you every time I close an hour of Armed American Radio, that you carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Evil can and may visit you any place at any time. Armed with that knowledge, you're a step ahead of it. By refusing it, you're in denial. Remember, it may take many different forms. And you ladies, just like my wife, you catch it early so you can kill it. And just like a human attacker, end the threat against your life. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, thank you, Mike Gallagher. You're going to hear Mike Gallagher on my program. In about 2 weeks, I'll be out at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas, bringing you Armed American Radio's Daily Defense if you're a listener of the broadcast. Hopefully, you'll hear Mike. He's usually out there every year, and we have a booth right across from each other. He's a good friend and an amazing guy and one of my favorite go-to talk radio hosts. When bad things happen and I want the news, I go to Gallagher. I hope you do, too. You can hear him every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern time, 6 to 9 Pacific time. And before I go to my guest and knock out just one bit of business before I do that, I want to remind you, the time just flies right by in these segments, and I wanted to tell you, young ladies and women listening to this program, there are a lot of you out there, and it is absolutely vital. Just for the same reason you carry a firearm, the parallels here cannot be ignored. Attacks can come at you from many different forms, and it's absolutely vital that you nip this in the bud quickly. Please, if you haven't had the mammograms, if you haven't done the test, go get them done. All right? Take care of business. Don't live in denial. All right? This is the last thing I ever thought I would have to do, was have to sit down and have a conversation with my kids about this happening in their own home. That's not a conversation you ever want to have, but today's technology is absolutely incredible, and the advancements are amazing, to the tune that I was able to tell you what I told you in the previous segment. So you carry that firearm for self-defense, and you do it for that same reason. That's how you get a jump on evil. You can do the same thing here, too. And now is not the time to do it, but I will be talking about later. But what we want to do is get through this, and then I'll pick and choose somewhere that I hope you can direct, because I know that you've probably been through the same thing in one way, shape, or form. This is not unique to us. And this is a very powerful microphone, and if I can use it to remind all of us that we're all in this together, that we can help each other out and have each other's backs. It's very, very important. And when we get through this and I tell you that we're through it, I'll tell you what we're going to do and where we're going to go to make some donations and that kind of stuff. But first things first. All right, gun owners, I got to tell you that five of my listeners are going to win $1,000. That could be you. You're going to find a check for $1,000 in your mailbox. Five of you, you can buy your dream gun with it, or two guns, depending on what you want to buy, whatever your dream gun is. But all you have to do is go over to armedandresponsible.com right now, and you'll instantly lock in those five free chances to win it. That's it. It's simple. It's simple. It's quick. It's easy. It's painless. And my favorite part, it's 100% free. I'm a big fan of free stuff, as long as it doesn't come from the tax dollars that the Democrats confiscate from you. Then it's really, truly free. I love that. And this is free. But the opportunity to do this is slipping away. The giveaway ends Friday, January 19th. Five of you will receive $1,000. No strings attached, no restrictions. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now for the official rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. Armedandresponsible.com. If you do it, I want to hear from you. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let's go to my guest, great dear friend of mine and my family, Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show to kick off 2018. Let's bring him in, Sean. We got Alan. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you, my friend? And welcome to the program. Thanks for helping us kick off 2018, Alan. And Sean, looks like we've got a problem. Maybe you want to call him back. Okay, looks like Alan's dropped off. So we'll go back to Alan in just a couple of minutes. We'll reach out to him. I'm sure Sean will do that in the control room down at SRN right now. And, you know, that gives me another opportunity while we wait on this. While we wait for Alan to come back, some of the parallels here that I was mentioning, I couldn't help but feel them immediately. And I got to tell you how easy it is to go into denial. How easy it is to say this isn't real. Let me go back to what happened to me in 2002 in Tampa, because I did. I went back to that in my own mind. I thought this denial can't happen. It'll kill me. And that's what made me pull my firearm. That's why I was able to go home. I understand we have Alan back. Alan, welcome back to the program, brother. We got you now?
You do. I don't know what the problem there was for a minute, but gremlins in the phone system.
Gremlins in the phone system is probably the NSA. They never have liked us, you know, those little bots down in the bottom of the White House. But we have a friendly White House now. Alan, how are you? How's things going? How's 2018 been treating you so far?
so far, so good. I really can't complain. I'm looking forward to a year where we maybe score some good pro-gun rights victories.
All right, do we have – let's go to the courts. I want to start with something here with you, Alan. I've been dying to ask you this, and we've talked about it before, but the Colby v. Hogan case, I had an email about this the other day, and I went back to this. I listed that, as you know, as one of my top five most important outcomes of 2017 heading into 2018 was Colby v. Hogan. That was the Maryland assault weapons not Colby v. Hogan. I'm talking about the Wren D.C. I'm confused there. Let me apologize. The Wren v. D.C. case in Washington, D.C., a case that you're very familiar with. I felt that that was the single most important circuit decision and had to be listed in the top five for a reason. And upon further analysis, it broke down like this. It didn't go to the Supreme Court only because the city or Washington, D.C. didn't take it to the Supreme, didn't want it to go, didn't apply for cert at the Supreme Court, because they were under pressure from other blue states, AGs, and governors not to do it for fear that they would lose the case. Here's my big takeaway from that on further analysis. Doesn't that tell us, in a sense, that we're already playing the winning hand, that those states know that their gun control laws are, in fact, unconstitutional and literally just a house of cards? Shouldn't we take that as a huge victory, even though it didn't go to the Supreme Court?
I think you're right. I think we should take it. It was a huge victory. There's two ways about it. Just to refresh your listeners' memory, the Wren D.C. case overturned the so-called need for good cause before they'd issue a concealed carry permit. That was the Second Amendment Foundation case that knocked out the good cause statute. And that, of course, exists in some other states, New York and Maryland and New Jersey and California, for an example. And they were very concerned that it could knock out their laws if it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. They let us have our victory knocking out D.C.'s bad carry law, but obviously we don't get a national precedent. And just to refresh memory of listeners again, that case was filed after we won the Palmer versus D.C. case that knocked out their ban on carry to begin with. So we've had two major victories against Washington, D.C.'s anti-gun laws. And, of course, I'm hoping that that will help us push a few key cases right now that we have Second Amendment Foundation petitions for cert before the U.S. Supreme Court on two important gun cases now.
I don't think it can be overstated that when you have attorneys general from liberal gun-hating states plead with the District of Columbia, don't do this. Our house of cards could collapse. That's what that tells me. And that tells me in the scheme of things, in the long end game. And that's what this is, Alan. This is generational, isn't it?
Oh, it most definitely is. There's no doubt that over the last decade, we've knocked out a significant number of anti-gun laws, in the court system, using the courts, particularly the federal courts. And we're on pretty much a roll. We don't win them all, but, we've now won an awful lot from the Supreme Court saying you have an individual right to keep and bear arms, to knocking out state laws that infringe with that as well as federal ones. We've won a couple of major carry cases.
Let me stop you right there, Alan. When we come back, I want to ask you specifically about those cases as we go to head to a break now. And I want new listeners in New York to understand, and those of you in California tuned in New Jersey and other gun-hating states, Connecticut, they're scared. They know we're winning. We'll be back right after this to talk more about it with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Don't go away.
Hey, gun lovers, what if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find that $1,000 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams? You could add that Kimber or new hunting rifle to your collection. Well, that dream will come true for five of my listeners thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA, who provide education, training, and self-defense insurance for responsible gun owners like you and me. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now, and you'll instantly lock in your five free chances to win. That's it. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But your opportunity to pick any gun off the shelf is quickly slipping away. This giveaway ends Friday, January 19th. The five lucky gun lovers will each receive $1,000 to buy any gun they want, no restrictions. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now for the official rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your entry today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Oh, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm getting a ton of email coming in right now. A number of you, I can't thank you enough. I simply can't thank you enough for your thoughts and well wishes. Please, if you want to jump in a conversation, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. It's incredibly encouraging. We have a unique bond here on Armed American Radio. I've had it together for nearly a decade. And as the show has just exploded across the country over these years, I've gotten to know a lot of you around the country, and I get to see you and meet you as I travel around the country. And I'm sure I'll probably be seeing some of you at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in Vegas in a couple weeks. That's assuming that everything from a health standpoint here is good and can go, and we expect that to be the case where we broadcast out there. So Mark at armedamericanradio.org if you want to jump in. I really appreciate it. And those of you talking about the new opening, don't you love that new opening? I think it's great. Peter did an amazing job. Wow, powerful, powerful. Just the powerful voice of Peter Reif. I love it. So, all right, welcome back. I got to tell you, too, more free stuff. From Monday 1-1 through Friday 1-26, you can go over to USCCA On Air, USCCA On Air, or you can misspell it and go to USCCA On AAR and get a chance to win there's no chance. All you've got to do is activate your elite membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association, and you'll get the Armed Ready Range Bag Package. That's valued at $372. USCCA Armed and Ready Range Bag. I have the bag. The thing is phenomenal. It's what I use at the range. But I don't have all the free stuff that goes with it. It's valued at $372. All right? So go over, activate an elite membership. Self-defense insurance, you can see all the information about it there. Find out what it's all about. I have it. You should have it. It's peace of mind. And activate the elite membership and take home that $372 package. It's the range bag filled with all kinds of really cool stuff. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, you were talking about winning some concealed carry cases or concealed carry cases coming up. That's of huge interest right now with national concealed carry reciprocity on the table. New York State, California, I get a lot of emails from those states. People in New Jersey that are just desperate to be able to exercise their right to bear arms. Where do we stand?
Well, the cases that I was talking about were ones we won, like Moore v. Madigan in Illinois that knocked out their ban on carry. But what we have coming up right now, which we could get word on this month in all probability, on two cases that the Second Amendment Foundation has petitioned the Supreme Court for cert. One is known as Sylvester. The other is known as Tierra. Both coming out of California, both in the Ninth Circuit. In one case, we won it at the lower appeals court levels, and then overturned by the Ninth Circuit in Bank. Where we won it at one level, and then overturned at the appeals court level. We're hoping the Supreme Court takes these cases. The Sylvester case is a case that's really interesting. In California, they have a waiting period before you can buy a gun. If you've already bought a gun and passed the background check and you pass a background check for your next gun, you still have to have a waiting period before you pick up that gun, even if you have 10 of them in your home, which, of course, there's no public interest in public safety. The government can't show anything because you already have a gun in your home. If you're going to misuse it, so to speak, you already have one. So we're challenging that, and we hope to win that at the U.S. Supreme Court, which would be the first time we've really been able to make a dent in any of the so-called waiting period laws anywhere in the country. The other case, Tierra, is a zoning one where we have a county in California that basically has zoned gun stores out of existence unless they want to be at the fringe areas of the county where nobody goes and you couldn't stay in business because you wouldn't have a customer. So it's basically a ban on gun ranges, by zoning. Just imagine they tried to do that with bookstores. The Supreme Court would go crazy. So we're hoping that the Supreme Court takes that case as well in the next session. And we're looking at these two cases, hoping that we can make some more dents and extend and expand gun owner rights.
Well, let me throw a little devil's advocate here, because the Supreme Court has not been, I can't say unfriendly. They just have, it doesn't appear that they've shown any interest in the Second Amendment cases that have come before them over the last couple, 3 years. The biggest of them, I think, was Peruta out of California, if I'm not mistaken. If there was a bigger one that I'm missing, let me know. But that, of course, was good cause out of California that would have nixed everything nationwide in the first place. And that kind of goes back to that house of cards I was talking about. What makes us think that they'll take any of these? Are there any indicators that look good to us?
Well, I think they're easier cases for the court to take because they're less controversial. We're not dealing with, the right to carry a gun in public, and we're not dealing with so-called assault weapons. I mean, we're dealing with the right of a gun store to be able to be in business to sell a gun because if a person can't buy one, they can't exercise their right. And we're dealing with the ridiculousness of jumping through extra hoops for a waiting period, even though you've already gone through background checks and you already own guns, which doesn't make any sense. And the government can't show that they really have a real public safety interest in doing that. So I think these cases help extend Second Amendment gun rights in an area that's not quite as controversial. And that's why I think I feel really excited the court may take these two cases.
I'm hopeful, too. I when you're talking about the waiting period, let's talk about how Looney Tune that actually is. And listener, I want you to understand what we're talking about here. Let me just put this in layman's terms for you. Let's assume you live in California. I apologize. Not really, but you get the idea. Let's assume you live out in California and you own and you've jumped through hoops and you've waited for 10 guns over the course of however you've waited for 100 days to get these 10 guns, basically. Over the course of however long it took you to buy those 10 guns. That's absurd that you have to go through those waiting periods. The assumption here being that, well, the waiting period is going to stop and cool somebody off. Hey, dude, it ain't going to cool you off. You've already got 10 guns. Isn't that what we're talking about, Alan?
Yeah. You've already been through background checks. You already have guns in your possession. What's the point, the public interest point, of saying a person should have to wait, another 10 or 14 or 15 days to be able to get, gun number 6, no, gun number 7, gun number 11? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So we're showing the absurdity and that these laws are just aimed at infringing on Second Amendment rights. that have absolutely nothing to do with public safety.
Right. Now, I don't know the answer to this question. I don't mean to put you on the spot. You might not either. But if you have a California concealed carry permit, does that void the waiting period like it does in many other states, including the one I'm in, or no?
Not in California. It does not.
Okay, so all the background checks and hoops you go through and the money that you spend and the waiting periods to get the permit doesn't do you any good when you go to buy a gun either as a law-abiding citizen. So even with a good cause to get a permit in California, they still don't trust you.
That's exactly right, and it shows you also in California, by the way, how difficult it is in most counties to get a permit to carry. So all the laws that are done to impede Second Amendment rights and, you know, and infringe on them, there's nothing there that's really aimed at crime control. And California, of course, has, you know, unbelievable amounts of gun laws. You're going to now need, you know, we have a suit going on that as well, but they're trying to make you have a background check before you can buy ammunition now. So even though you're going through a background check to buy your gun, you have to go to the background check to buy the ammunition each time you go buy it for it. And obviously there's fees involved in running background checks, so it forces the cost of the ammunition up to the point of lunacy. And that's what we're dealing with. We're also suing California over those laws as well. But those are in lower, right. those are in lower courts right now.
Now, what did the Ninth Circuit do regarding this particular, about the Sylvester case, the waiting period case? What did the Ninth Circuit find out about, how did they rule?
Well, we won that at the trial court level, and I believe on that one, the appeals court level then overturned us, and we're on our way to the Supreme Court on that with the cert petition.
Okay.
In the Tierra case, the zoning one, I believe we won that one at the appeals court level, and we lost that one en banc on an en banc panel. So, again, you know, the Ninth Circuit's most overturned circuit in the country. When you're bringing some of these cases to the U.S. Supreme Court out of the Ninth Circuit, obviously, there's a lot of judges whose ears go up right away to take a look at the Ninth Circuit. How crazy Looney Tunes are they?
All right, a lot of questions I'm getting, emails from a lot of folks that are thanking us for focusing on so much attention on California right now. When we come back from this break, Alan, I want to ask you something that I had a personal conversation with you about. I want my listeners to hear, because a lot of us are scratching our heads at California right now, wondering, why aren't some of these people in jail? And you answered that question for me, and I want you to answer it for my listeners who are sending me the same question in emails. When we come back with Alan Gottlieb, I want to ask him specifically about illegal laws that we all know are illegal, that are blatant violations of federal law. And I want to know why these people aren't being dragged in court and prosecuted. And I'm talking about the governor and the state legislators. Back after this.
Hey, gun lovers, what if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find that $1,000 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams? You could add that Kimber or new hunting rifle to your collection. Well, that dream will come true for five of my listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA, who provide education, training, and self-defense insurance for responsible gun owners like you and me. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now, and you'll instantly lock in your five free chances to win. That's it. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But your opportunity to pick any gun off the shelf is quickly slipping away. This giveaway ends Friday, January 19th. The five lucky gun lovers will each receive $1,000 to buy any gun they want, no restrictions. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now for the official rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your entry today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, free $1,000. Let me ask you a question. If you were walking down the road and saw 10 $100 bills on the ground and looked around and there was nobody there, would you bend down and pick them up? Yeah, you'd bend down and pick them up. Go lock in your five chances to get a $1,000 check as an Armed American Radio listener delivered directly to your mailbox so that you can buy whatever gun or guns or anything you want with it. We're giving you five chances, free. No, it's painless to do. Head over to armedandresponsible.com. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Go over to armedandresponsible.com. The opportunity ends on the 19th, on Friday the 19th. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com. Go in, lock in your five chances. It's free to do. And then I want to hear from you after you win. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I would love to hear from you. I've gotten emails from those of you who have won some of the USCCA, our sponsor giveaways, and it's great stuff. Also, tease, we have a couple new sponsors coming on board here. One of them, I can't give you the names yet, but I can tell you that, you know, I've been looking for cameras in my house. The ones that I have are not doing the job. I will not tell you who they are. It really doesn't make any difference. But they're not working for me. They're expensive to operate. And we've got somebody putting together a package for you as an Armed American Radio listener that you're going to start hearing me talk about here real soon. And it's cool stuff. That's why I'm going to be talking about it, okay? So just stay tuned. It's all coming. Lots of great things happening in 2018. Thank you to everybody sending emails in. I appreciate it. I want to hear from you, Mark, at armedamericanradio.org. And also let me know what you think about the new intro. Spent some time on that. Love the good hard-hitting rock and roll for a good hard-hitting talk show. New York, welcome. Tennessee, welcome. Kerrville, Texas, welcome. And other stations around the country. Great to have you joining us. Let's go back to the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, I got to ask you about a conversation that we had privately, and you gave me an answer. I had never thought about it in those terms, which is why I wanted to ask you. A lot of people are asking me, and I'm asking the same question. Why on God's green earth can a governor like Moonbeam Brown sign legislation into law that is in blatant violation of federal law? Immigration, pot, for example, which are two big ones that are up right now. But what's to stop him from signing anything else into law that's a blatant violation of federal law? Why aren't these people being shackled by the DOJ, hauled into federal court, indicted, given bail, and then put on trial like the rest of us would be?
Well, Mark, it goes way back on legal precedents in the United States that the courts way a long time ago have pretty much ruled that elected officials who pass illegal, unconstitutional laws are immune from being prosecuted for violating the Constitution, that the way to resolve that problem is one of twofold. You challenge the laws themselves in court and get them off the books, or for the elected officials, you then go to the ballot box and voters remove them through the electoral process. The courts have pretty much looked at the separation of powers in government and decided that it was not their role to convict legislators for passing unconstitutional legislation. It's either up to the voters to remove them from office or the courts to remove the legislation from the books and records because they're unconstitutional, but not put the politicians who pass those in jail.
Maybe it's time we start looking at that. I don't know. But to me, it's crazy, absolutely crazy. So I'm going to throw this question out to you. What if Governor Brown or Cuomo, New York, you've got tyrannical government up there. What if Governor Brown, for example, signed a crazy wacko, and this is not passed. I wouldn't put this past the California legislature to do this. I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen in the near future. There's talk to do it in California, by the way. But what if he signed some type of secession bill? We're done with you, America. Come, I dare you to take us on. We're the 12th largest economy in the world. Could he be prosecuted for that, or would we just have to accept it and deal with it?
Well, I believe what would happen is the courts would rule that it's unconstitutional, and the law would be knocked out as null and void. But I don't think they'd be doing anything against the legislators or the governor for doing it. That comes under their so-called immunity for being passing laws. It's the court that checks and balances the laws. They don't check and balance the politicians who vote for or against those laws.
Even if we have evidence that I'm not trying to beat the dead horse here, but it seems crazy to me. And I know I can hear you, listener, begging me to ask these questions. Even if we have evidence that they know it's a violation of federal law, even if we know they're doing it to violate federal law, it doesn't matter is what we're hearing. It just doesn't matter because they're elected official. They can get away with anything.
Basically, the courts feel that there's a separation of powers and it's not the court's role to do that. The precedents go back to the early days in our republic with early Supreme Court rulings in that area. And so the truth is that you don't get anywhere. In fact, just to be, in modern times here, a group of individuals in New Jersey filed suit against the New Jersey governor and various legislators for, quote-unquote, scheming to take away their Second Amendment rights in New Jersey, right, where they have some draconian gun laws. They lost at every level in the courts in New Jersey. And from the state Supreme Court appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court wouldn't even consider hearing the case because it's all settled case law.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly why these Democrat politicians get away with what they get away with. It's why they do what they do. They know they can, and it is basically a slap in the face and a dare me. That's exactly why they do what they do and they can, and that was the answer that I wanted you to hear. But I heard from Alan during a very frustrating personal conversation. It angers me just like it angers you. Alan, I got let's get away from all that stuff and let's have some fun for just a second. I talk about going to Starbucks all the time. And I got this email the other day. Starbucks, seriously? Why would you give your money to those left-wing gun-hating liberals? Please tell me I heard wrong when you said you were drinking something from Starbucks. Here's my answer to that. No, you didn't hear wrong. I go to Starbucks all the time because the people that work at the Starbucks down the road from me in Georgia are not gun-hating liberals. I walk into Starbucks openly carrying my sidearm. There is no sign on the door at Starbucks that says I can't do that, and no one has ever said anything to me other than, hello, Mr. Walters, how you doing today? Would you like to have your grande iced sugar-free cinnamon dolce latte made with Breve and extra shot and some whip? To which I said, absolutely, Sharon, thank you very much. My point being, Alan, if I stopped going everywhere that was controlled by liberals at the top, I wouldn't listen to music, I couldn't watch a Robert De Niro movie, and I certainly couldn't get a cup of coffee. And why do I go to Starbucks every couple times? Because I like their coffee. Alan, you want to jump in there?
Well, first of all, their coffee isn't the best, Mark, so maybe you should try somewhere else. But
you're in Seattle. I appreciate that. You're in Seattle. Go ahead.
And drink some real coffee.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that in Seattle, the real coffee drinkers go to other places with better coffee. But the truth of the matter is again, the key, members of the board of directors and people running the company, the chairman of the board, isn't exactly a right of center conservative or pro-gun right person to begin with. But the truth is, again, Starbucks' corporate policy is that whatever the state law is what you have to abide by in Starbucks. The problem is this: a lot of gun owners have read things in the papers, you know, in the media, because there was an incident where gun owners were their own worst enemies, where a bunch of gun owners decided to hold a gun rights rally in a Starbucks and show up with a bunch of, you know, AR-15s and plop them on the tables inside the Starbucks and intimidated and scared, you know, the wits out of a lot of their customers. And obviously Starbucks doesn't appreciate that. And so Starbucks basically said that they would appreciate if people didn't bring guns openly into Starbucks because of, there are other people there that, you know, don't appreciate being scared to death. Now, right. When you walk into your Starbucks in Georgia and you got your, you know, you're open carrying your handgun, which is, you know, legal in Georgia, you're not scaring or intimidating anybody, so to speak, in the environment you're in. But if you walk in with three or four other guys who in camo who dropped their assault rifles, you know, so to speak, or so-called assault rifles, you know, on the tables in the lobby, I don't think, you know, it would be appreciated by the other customers. And we don't win any right. friends. We don't win any friends on our side. We don't bring people to our cause when you do that.
And that's Alan, I got to stop you. I got to stop you right there, brother. That's a perfect place to end it. We're getting ready to end this hour. That is Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. And I know he knows this, but until we meet in the next hour or on the next day, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you in the next hour with AWR Hawkins.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.